Well, we know what day it is, but thank you, moms, for being incredible, awesome, spirit-filled, life-giving. We thank you for that. Children, I need your help this morning, and I'm going to need your help the whole sermon, so you got to stick with me. If you are 21 years of age and younger, I need you to stand up. I think your moms deserve a standing ovation. Stand up. Here we go. Woo! Very nice. Thanks, moms. Well, it is definitely about Mother's Day today. And the title of my message is Honor Your Mother. You know, it clearly states in Scripture we're supposed to honor our mother, but it does not give us a lot of details how to do that. It doesn't say, thou shalt go out with your mother twice a month and buy her dinner. It doesn't say that in the Bible, but it's one way to honor mom. It doesn't say pick up your clothes in your room, but that would honor mom. And the list could go on how we honor mom. This day as a pastor, I get a little confused about what the term mother means. You know, am I talking this morning about my wife and the mother she is to my kids, or am I talking about my mother? Maybe my confusion comes from my childhood. When mother was used in my house, I didn't know if grandma was there or it was just my mom. Dad had an affectionate way to call my mother, mother. And for some of you ladies, that's fairly repugnant, at least it was for my wife. But there's something big about that statement. You know, mom becomes everything to everybody in a house. And that's sort of why I like that term. And you'll have to forgive me on that one. So we're here to honor mothers today. Jason, I have a picture I'd like to show. Now, when that picture comes up, I don't want you to look at the handsome young man on the left. But I want to focus your attention on the lovely woman on the right. That happens to be my mother. Now, there's a story behind this picture, and it's nothing spiritual, so don't get all excited and you're going to learn a spiritual truth with this picture. I'm just here to honor mom a little bit. You see, my mother is 84 years old. 2 weeks ago, my mother got her very first spring gobbler. Yeah? So, just tell you a little bit about it. For the last 24 years, mom has hunted predominantly with Lynn, my brother. You know Lynn's story and how they lost a daughter this year. And for the last 24 years, Lynn has said, mom, you can't shoot a shotgun with 3.5-inch shells. It kicks too hard. It'll knock you over. So Dad got one, and Lynn called the rest of the group back in, and he said, mom, do you want to shoot a turkey? And when I got the text, I was very confused at this picture because I knew mom didn't shoot the shotgun. And I thought Dad might have got both. So here was Lynn's explanation in the text. So he said, my judgment's been a little clouded over the past 10 months. And I figured, why not? Mom just told me this morning that he said afterwards, he said, you know, you're so far gone anyhow, what could it hurt? Take the picture down. I got to get started here. But yeah, I just wanted to honor mom a little bit. I find it amazing that an 84-year-old woman shoots her first turkey at that age. You know, the heart of a mother is in every little girl that's ever born. That heart beats in every woman, whether or not they have given birth to a son or a daughter. This heart is a gift of God who knows children need a large amount of love and nurture. A mother's heart rarely misses the chance to wipe a tear, to put a Band-Aid on a knee, to pray a blessing on a child, give encouragement to a discouraged heart, teach when instruction is necessary, and I like this one, hug a huge problem into submission. And you don't think of a mom as being that strong. To give encouragement to a discouraged heart, teach when instruction is necessary, and I like this one, hug a huge problem into submission. And you don't think of a mom as being that strong. When I think of submission, I think of a submission hold and they're not getting out. But a mom hugs a problem into submission. They can kiss away the worst of despair. With this incredible power come equally powerful emotions like fear, worry, and anxiety and guilt. Children bring about intense emotion to a mother's heart. When they are responsive to you, it brings about joy, peace, and harmony. But when a mother's love, when a child isn't responsive to a mother's love, it can lead to turmoil and anxiety because women are wired to want what's best for their children. You know, moms have this incredible gift that they give to kids, and that's their presence. You know, so often you hear of dads not being there, and the broken families where dads aren't there. But there's one thing, I don't care if you're Christian or not, for the most part, moms are there. And that is an incredible gift that moms give to their kids. Moms offer an invitation. They really want you to know how we are, what battles we have been facing, and what God is doing in our lives. Your mom might draw you out with laughter or a mom joke. You know, dads have dad jokes, but I've heard a few good mom jokes too. Sometimes it's through tears and mercy that she affects us. She gives something of God to those around her. The power of a mother's heart is huge. This heart is huge because, actually, let me back up. A mother's heart is big. But when a mom's heart is big, it runs the risk of great hurt. This heart sometimes can get pretty trampled and discouraged when we fail to honor our mothers. This past week at church, at school, I was in my office, and there's some voice lessons that happened outside of my office, and I heard this incredible song being sung. The song is called "I Will Trust in You." I think Lauren Daigle sings it. And I want to have that person sing this song in a little bit. But moms, I just want you to hear something. I know that it's not always easy being a mom. You know, if you're a young mother here and you're just flat out exhausted from lack of sleep, or you're just caught up in the constant routine of rinse, wash, and repeat. If you're here and you're a mother of teens, and it's just been a struggle for you even to relate to your son or your daughter. Maybe you're here and you're just burnt out spiritually. I want you to let this song minister to you this morning. So Serenity, would you come forward and lead us?
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. Trust in you. I will trust in you.
I will trust in you. Sometimes it's all we got. So thank you for sharing, Serenity. If you have an album ready, I think I prefer yours over Lauren Daigle's, so just saying. Yeah, okay. So the rest of my sermon, I mentioned there's not a lot in Scripture about honoring mom. And I hope you can bear with me this morning. I'm going to read a very short passage this morning, and I don't have a ton of scripture beyond that. But from this one passage of scripture, I want to take you into the story of Jesus on the cross, when Jesus honored his mother. And I want you to turn to John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. So before I read this, this is going to be a fairly interactive sermon, and I'm going to need your help, and I need kids' help too. I'm going to be listing some ways where your mom has actually honored you, ways that she's blessed you, And we got different categories, and we're going to need a piece of paper and a pencil. And when I come to each one, I'm going to share a personal example of how my mom has blessed me. And then I want you to write down in that category how she's blessed you in that area. So John 19, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 25. John 19, verse 25. Says this, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman," and he's talking to his mother, "here is your son." And he's talking to John. And to the disciple, he says this, and that disciple again is John. He says, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Now, this is just a short passage of scripture, but it is incredible how Jesus blessed his mom. I started with that story, but I'm going to back up a little bit. And I want you to go through what Mary experienced as a mom, as Jesus was arrested. Can you imagine a mother's grief when Mary heard her son was arrested? Can you imagine her pain as she heard false accusations against her son at his trials? Can you imagine as she watched her son being mocked and dressed up in a purple robe and a crown of thorns? You know, I've always tried to imagine that from Jesus' perspective, what that would feel like. But his mom was there. You know, I don't know where you come from, but somebody making fun of somebody's, a mother's son, that doesn't go down too well. Correct? Moms get really defensive when somebody makes fun about their son. I work in a school. I should know. It doesn't go down well. But they're making fun of Jesus. Moms, can you imagine an entire crowd of people starting to chant, "Crucify him, crucify him." And then, as a mom, you're anxiously waiting the verdict, and as the gavel drops, realizing your son is going to be executed. As he is led to Golgotha, he collapses under the weight of the cross. Do you think anybody was holding Mary back? Or how about seeing the soldiers cast lots for his garment? Do you think Mary made that garment? And then as they drove the nails into his hands, and to see that agony, and to see the agony as the cross was hoisted and put into place, and the excruciating pain on her son's face. And as he's on the cross, to hear him cry out for water, or to listen to the thief curse her son. Or what would it have been like for Mary, who's got tears running down her face, and she's seen the pain on Jesus' face, And he hears him forgive the other thief. And then she sees him crying out to the Father in agony. And then to see him breathe his last breath. Mary had invested a lot in her son. And to see that just then, it had to be crushing. I do believe that Jesus' blessing of honor for his mother Mary was received, was taken. And it was carried with her even after Jesus ascended into heaven. So I got 7 things here this morning that I need your help on. I'm just going to read down the list. I'm going to share my story, and as I'm going to give you a little time to do each one. And as I share my story, after that, I want you to share something that's happened to your mother. So the first one is love her with your words. I think Jesus did that while he was hanging on the cross. To love her physically or to touch. To love her patiently. To love her attentively. Love her gratefully. Love her generously. And to love her honorably. So the first one is to love her verbally or with your words. So I want you to think of a time when your mother loved you with her words. And it doesn't have to be the words, I love you. She may have said something to you that deeply impacted your life. So think about that. So for me, I'm going to go current. There's been many times where my mother has blessed me with her words. But just recently, last month, I preached a sermon. And I don't know if I was feeling great about how I preached. But, you know, the cool thing about preaching a sermon and you don't feel good about it. Again, no offense, Morris. But if I go to my mother, I've never heard her say a bad word about a sermon that I preached. And I know I've preached a few bad ones. But the word she said was, I really appreciated your sermon, Galen. And you know, even at 49, that still means a lot to me. So that's my story. I want you to take 1 minute. I want you to write down things where your mom has honored you with her words. And kids, you can do this too. If you're 7, 8 years old and you want to help along, that's great. So you write down a time when your mom has blessed you with her words. Give you a minute. And ushers, if you could be ready, we're going to ask people to share on that. All right, if you guys are ready, just slip up your hand. I want the ushers to get you a mic. Name when your mom has blessed you with your words. The great part about this is if you don't talk, I got you here till whenever. Right?
This morning she prayed for me before I sang.
Yeah. I need 3 or 4 from each one, so get them up quick. Karina, Mike's coming.
For those of us that graduated before she passed away, my mom always wrote a letter to us. My mom was not a public speaker, but she would write out her thoughts and feelings, and because she was our mom and our teacher, she knew us from little up, and so she could describe our personalities and what she saw and appreciated in each of us.
Mars.
When my mom gives words of affirmation to my kids and just compliments me on how well they're doing in different things, it feels good to me as well.
Mm-hmm. One more. Right. Oh, sorry. Okay.
My mom, walks me through my school when I have hard times, and She did a lot for me. She helped my dad with a lot. She helped me with my school. She does a lot for my family.
Martha, I want to hear yours. Oh, I thought you had your hand up. Sorry. All right, we're going to move on. So my next category is love her with touch. When does your mom love you with her touch? So the thing that came, and again, write down your thoughts. The thing that came immediately to my mind was, again, when I was 5 years old, I was driven over by a tractor, and I remember the physical touch of my mother when I was laying semi-conscious on the floor of her office. And I remember her wiping my face, getting the dirt out of my eyes, and her just looking into my eyes. But I still remember her touch on my face. And, something I never forgot. So what do you guys got? I'll give you 30 seconds. All right, go ahead. Good. Go for it.
My mom didn't have a nurse's degree, but she was the best nurse. When I was sick, she knew. She just had a nurse's heart, like unbelievable. She just knew what to do.
So whenever I was having a hard time with something, my mom would always ask if she should hold me. And obviously that got really annoying when I was 100 pounds heavier than her. But I just remember when I was younger, it always like there was always a huge amount of comfort in that. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Go ahead.
So on the mornings when I usually leave earlier than she gets up, but on the mornings that she gets up earlier than me, I go upstairs, and she always gives me a hug right away. And there is just nothing like a morning hug from Mom.
I'll buy it. It's good. All right, we're going to go on to the next one. The next one is love her patiently. I want you to think of a time when your mom was extremely patient with you. And I say the word extremely because even if you didn't know she was extremely patient, she probably was. So my story. When I gave my heart to God when I was 8 years old, I remember I was a wreck. I was distraught. I was upset about something that was happening in my life. And I remember going out to her sewing room, and it was 10:30 at night, about an hour and a half past my bedtime. And my wife could have said to me, "Galen, why aren't you in bed?" But she didn't. She said, "What's wrong?" And she sat me down and she led me through scriptures. And that night, I gave my heart to the Lord. She didn't have to be patient with me, but she was. And a beautiful thing happened. So that's my story about patience. 30 seconds. All right, Dallas. And then we'll go here. We'll get a Furman taste here.
Well, patience. After fourth grade, my mom took up the task of homeschooling me, and I don't even know if she knew what she was in for then. But I just wanted to publicly say I really thank her for her patience, especially with English. And a lot of the subjects I didn't excel in, she had more patience than I will ever have in my life. But I really appreciate her heart for teaching me and getting me through homeschooling the rest of my years. And there was many other instances, but that's just one.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. The English language is weird anyhow. So, all right, back here.
I guess she's going to get a double blessing with the whole patience thing, but I was the most oblivious, hyper child that was extremely stretching for my poor mother, but I never once have a memory of my mom raising her voice at me. And to this day, like, anytime I think of it, like, I've always said, like, I don't know if I could handle a child like me. But my mom was beyond amazing and had so much patience for me.
Where are we going next? Right here? It's coming in behind you, right?
When I was trying to say a big word, she helped me say it.
Nice. Right here?
I remember, especially when I was a teenager, my mom, like us just sitting randomly or doing dishes or whatever, and she often like listened to me and what all I was going through or my problems or what was dramatic at the time. And instead of like giving me all her advice right away, she would just let me talk. And she heard a lot more from me that way. And then because I felt like she listened to me and was patient with me, I would often come back later and ask for her advice or what she would do. And that is something I will always remember because, like, in my younger teen years, I feel like we fought a lot with words and whatever, and then it was so important to me when I was, like, youth group age that she listened and took time for me.
That's a mom right there. That's awesome. All right, next one. Love her attentively. Did you ever see that your mom was paying just special attention to who you are? That's what I'm looking for. So my story, my mother, I had the hunting picture up there before, but my mother started hunting when she was 60 years old. And if you ask her the reason, she'll explain it to you. Before that, there was always somebody at the cabin, there was young grandkids or somebody to take care of or taking care of us before we could go hunting. And she was always there for us in the cabin. I didn't even know Mom liked hunting when we were growing up. I just thought she went along because that's where the family went. But the attentive part of what I want to get out of this is, you know, she paid attention to her family as they were growing up. But then when we all were able to hunt, she started hunting so she could pay more attention to us, if that makes sense. I know it's a little foreign for some old ladies to get that, but for our family, she showed us incredible attention even into adulthood. So thanks for that. 30 seconds. All right, so when was your mom really attentive to you? Back here at the sound table. I got him engaged. He's just not pushing buttons back there today.
Yeah, I was just what you were saying, Galen. Some of my best memories are with my mom, are hunting, and shot my first several deer with her and got to be with her with shooting her first deer. And just the fact that she took time to take me or go with me hunting is still huge, and I still love hunting with her.
Who's next? Up here? Yeah. Front. And one more yet after that one.
My mom takes me on dates, and it makes me feel really special.
You hear that, moms? That's awesome. One more? All right. Oh, right here. Yes. Score one for Carla.
I really enjoyed and
I felt like I really loved my mom when she homeschooled us for like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Just the attention that she gave over that time is just really special. All right, next one is love her gratefully. When did you see your mom really grateful? My story. I grew up in a house with 5 boys and 1 girl. Chaos would be a better word than loving in our family. And it had to be, as I look back, it had to be incredibly frustrating to my mom to put up with us 5 boys. I don't know if living terror would be the right word, but I know there was many, many times where my mother, I don't know, it was just a mess sometimes. Not in a bad way, it was a good mess, I think. But I never heard her ungrateful about her children. I never heard my mom complain or be ungrateful about her family. And that's my story. So, 30 seconds. All right, about loving gratefully. How does your mom love you gratefully? Right back here, James.
My mom is grateful when I take her shopping. It's like taking a little kid shopping. I mean, it's so much fun, and she just says thank you over and over again.
Did you get to sneak a few things on her credit card or not really? No. Up here, Elaine.
I think I just want to say, overall, it's never too late. So my mom came to live with me after my father passed away and when she had dementia, and she was in a wheelchair. And at first she was really, really upset about losing her independence and not wanting to be there. And then it changed. And then one day when I took her where she went during the daytime, she said to me, I want to be with you all the time. Mm.
Elaine, I still, the model of what you did for your mother has left an impression on me. It's just incredible. Next one is love her generously. Missed one, sorry. Go ahead.
Mine is also in the context of dementia. I took my mother out of the home once and took her for an outing. It was right before Mother's Day. And she misstepped. I had told her a curb was coming up. She fell and broke her arm. And I'm with her in the ER, and she's giving such words of gratefulness and love. And she also did that when I would go into the home and visit her and take care of her.
Awesome. Next one is love her generously. When does your mom love you generously? So my story on generously is... again, has to do with my family. But my mom loved to sew. We grew up, we didn't have a ton of money. My mom made all my clothes. I don't think I bought a pair of pants till 13, 14, something like that. She did all the mending. She did all the cooking. And she put up with us, of course. But... her generous love was everywhere in our house. And I mentioned Dad called her mother because she was what held our family together. It's great. So my mom loved us generously as 5 boys and 1 daughter. What are your stories on how your mom loved you generously? Where are we going here? Carla and then Doug. Okay.
I'm going to jump back just for a second. Elaine, you're not my mom, but with the words that you spoke to us women at the ladies' retreat and how you affirmed us in bearing the image of God in the way we feed our children and clothe our families and provide so much for them the way God feeds and clothes and comforts and nurtures us has really stuck with me. So I just want to bless you for that, for being a mom to all of us and affirming us all with your words that weekend. It was really special. So back to generously, my mom was very generous. She loves to give gifts, always has and still does. And so that's one thing I love. We all love grandma and mom's gifts. And she was also very generous with her time in driving me to music lessons when there was lots of other things that she could have been doing. She was very persistent and consistent, and she also tolerated all my practicing on the loud piano and my screechy violin. And so, yeah, she was generous in a lot of ways. Thanks, Mom.
Well, Mom was very generous in a lot of ways, but the one that I want to bless her today is her time with her grandchildren and now great-grandchildren. And I think her great-grandchildren love her just as much as her grandchildren do. Mm-hmm. And so I want to bless her and give me her time.
Thank you.
My mom was very generous with her time with me. I grew up in between two boys, and she always made a point to take time for me, her oldest girl. And that always meant a lot to me as a little kid. And then also as a teenager, I had a evening job at a coffee shop. And so I would often come home at like 9 or 10. And my mom was always up and ready to hear about my day. And, I mean, she was a night owl, so she would have been up anyways. But she was always willing to come into my room and just sit down and talk with me and hear about how my day was, even when she should have been sleeping or might have wanted to be sleeping. And that always meant a lot to me.
Good. And Gina up here in the front.
So I grew up in Ohio, which is where my parents still live. I have five children. My parents lived in Haiti for 5 years. And with every one of my children, my mom spent at least a week with me when my babies were born. They would often plan their furloughs over the time of my due date. And with my last baby, she was there for 2 weeks.
I like that. It's great. Loving generously. So we're going to go to love honorably. Last one. For me, my story is Mom didn't meddle in my adult life. She always supported me, but she didn't meddle. And I took that as honor. When we, after we were married for a year and a half, we were considering going into missions. We went to Grenada. And, you know, Mom, our family was very close. She could have discouraged me from going. But here's what she said to me. Gail, and I'll pray for you every day. And I don't even have to ask if she did that. I know. So my mom has honored me in that way. So. All right. Who wants to talk about a time your mom honored you? Dwyer and Vernon.
My mom has been living by herself for years since Dad passed in 02. But it's hardly a week goes by that I don't hear from her at least once. She'll just call me up just to touch base, check in with how work is going and so on. But I think the thing that honors me the most is when she always wants to know what the concert schedule is for the men's choruses that I direct, and she always wants to be there at least for one concert, and sometimes more. That is honoring.
Vernon? Oh, sorry.
One image that I have of my mom is, as I was growing up, is walking into their room, their bedroom, my parents' bedroom, and seeing her on her knees. And I know that I'm still being impacted by mom's prayers.
All right. I'm going to close with this. It's a reading, and I know some mom's poems can get a little sappy, and this might be a little bit that way too, but I want you to hear the last line of this because I pondered what it meant for a long time, and I'll explain afterwards when I'm done. When God created mothers, when the good Lord created mothers, he was into his sixth day of overtime when an angel appeared and said, "You're doing a lot of fiddling around on this one." The Lord replied, "Have you seen the specs on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 movable parts, all replaceable. Run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointing love affair. And six pairs of hands." The angel shook her head slowly and said, "Six pairs of hands? No way." "It's not the hands that are causing me problems," said the Lord. "It's the three pairs of eyes that mothers have. You know, the one pair that sees through closed doors when she asks, 'What are your kids doing in there?' when she already knows. Another in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And of course, the ones in front that look at a child when he goofs up and says, 'I understand, and I love you.' Without so much as uttering a word, I'm so close to creating something so close to myself. Already, I have one who heals herself when she is sick. She can feed a family of six with 1 pound of hamburger and get a 9-year-old to stand under a shower. Now, only can she think, not only can she think, she can reason and compromise." Finally, the angel bent over and ran her finger across the cheek of the mother. "There's a leak," she pronounced. "I told you you were trying to put too much into this model." "That's not a leak," said the Lord. "It's a tear." "What is it for?" asked the angel. The Lord replied, "It's for joy. It's for sadness. It's for disappointment, pain, loneliness, and pride." "You're a genius," shouted the angel. With a somber look on his face, the Lord said, "I didn't put it there." I pondered that for a long time. I didn't put it there. And I know God made the tear, but I think a mom's heart is so big and so full. She puts so much time and energy into a family that it becomes very emotional to her, whether it's pride, disappointment, loneliness, or even joy. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that's, I'm probably taking way out of context here. It says, "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brothers, you have done it unto me." And I'm using that verse because I think when we honor our mothers, I know we honor God. Let me say that one more time. When we honor our mothers, we honor, God is honored. Or how about this way? If we love God, we will honor our mothers. I'd like to close on that note. You know, today as you go home, maybe you can put off lunch a little bit, or maybe you can go to her house for lunch. But we looked at seven ways what we blessed our mom has blessed us. Love her with your words. I want you to do this. Love her with your words. Love her with your touch. Love her patiently. Love her attentively. Love her gratefully. Love her generously. And love her honorably. Because our moms, without a doubt, deserve it. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for being in our midst this morning. And Lord, I just pray a blessing on all the mothers here. And even those that just have a mother's heart and just have spoken into so many lives and cared about people deeply. Lord, I pray that you would help us as men and children in this congregation to show our mother's honor. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Gail, and for leading our thoughts and the direction you did there this morning. Really appreciate that. As moderator, you got the floor, and now I have the floor, and so I'd like to just go for a little bit here. I'll try to keep it short, but I do want to recognize two very important women in my life, and first, of course, is my mom. And a brief story, I have six brothers, no sisters, so for the most part, we don't fight, and haven't fought terribly over the years. It's probably a relative term there, but I do see one fight coming on sometime down the road. My mom is 73, so you never know how long. She's very healthy, but you never know. Sometime items will need to be dispersed, and there's one item in her house I think is going to be a fight for, and that is, I think I probably talked about it before already, but she has this rocking chair in her room, in her bedroom, and you can tell she spends a lot of time there because it's worn from her hands up against the back, the elbows down on the seat, and she has poured a lot of hours into our lives on that chair praying for us. And so I'm not sure who will get that, but it'll be interesting when she's not here. And of course, Rosanna, my wife, when you get married, you don't know a whole lot. At least I didn't. Probably a lot here that knew more than I did. But I didn't know what I was looking for in a wife, what I wanted for a mom to the children that God might bless us with. And honestly, I wouldn't have known what to order or how I could have ordered what I have. So thanks for that. And also, I'd like to recognize a mom here this morning that nothing has been mentioned about, and her son. But 40 years ago, I think she was very anxiously awaiting the arrival of a fourth child. Was that right, Emma? 40 years ago, your fourth child, and that's James. James, tomorrow is his 40th birthday. So make sure you offer him a happy birthday. That's 40 years. And also, there's somebody here that has been through a lot, and I'd like to, Paul, it's your first Mother's Day without your mom. And we've been praying for you. And I'm sure there's lots more stories here of maybe it's first Mother's Day for someone else here without their mom and missing that. But I do want to recognize, Paul, you've been on a hard journey. Now, I'm sure much more could be said. This is one of those subjects that, our mother's hearts are full for us and leaves us with full hearts for them and unending words. But take an opportunity today in some way honor your mother, whether she's here or not, and enjoy the day as we go from here. Let's stand in closing prayer. I'm sorry. Sit down. I did forget that. I was thinking about it while I was sitting down. So we have flowers here for the mothers. So I'd like to, extend the time in doing this either, but I'd like to do it in two waves. First one, if your mother is here and you're the second born, I want you to come up and get a flower for your mother. Now, if you're even the second born that's here, you know what I'm saying? You might not actually be the second born, but the second born that's here. So all the second borns, come up and get a flower here for your mother. And after that, if there's a mother close to you that did not receive something, I'll give you opportunity to come and honor them. But first of all, just the second borns. All right, and if there is even a lady sitting close to you that you want to honor, there's still plenty of plans here, or a mother that doesn't have children here and you notice that, I'd like to invite you to come forward and take something here for that lady. There's still some plants here. If you see anyone that you want to honor, do that. Okay. Thanks again for being here. And before we close, I think there's one more announcement in the back there. Bethany?
This Tuesday, speaking of mother and daughter, it's our mother and daughter banquet. We have a lot of people coming, which is going to be so super fun. If you did not RSVP and you do want to come, we just ask that you please do so today, simply because we're getting a lot of response and we're trying to plan food. So if you do want to come, we'd love to have you. Just be sure to let Janelle know. If you don't see Janelle, grab me. So it's 6 o'clock for supper, and we can't wait.
All right, just this once, the deadline is extended. All right. Okay, let's stand and close. God, I thank you for the blessing and the privilege it's been to be here this morning. And to again be reminded of the impacts that the moms and the ladies have had on many lives. And I just pray a special blessing on each one here today. I pray, God, they can just feel your love and your care over them today and strength for the journey ahead. And so I just pray that you would dismiss us with your blessing, watch over us, and help us just to go from here and spend the day honoring our mothers. And we thank you for the mothers you've blessed us with. Go with us, watch over us through the coming week. We pray in your name. Amen. You're dismissed.